This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The Hooper Bay Lady Warriors made history this past weekend when they won the state 2A basketball championship. They became the first Hooper Bay Lady Warriors to take the state title. Zoe Lake is a Hooper Bay senior, and she is psyched to call herself a state champ.
Really proud to say it. Yes!
Hooper Bay beat the Talkeetna Susitna Valley Rams 36-32 on Saturday. The moment Zoe remembers most from the championship game is after the final buzzer sounded and the crowd, filled with family and friends, rushed to the winning team.
Everyone congratulating us, hugging us, and seeing their happy tears really fulfilled my heart.
One of the people she hugged was her aunt, who's her same age, a senior, and her teammate.
My name is Mary Long.
When Mary remembers that championship game, she feels two emotions.
Happiness, joy.
And marvels that her team was the first Hooper Bay girls basketball team to win state.
We did it and made history, and, you know, it's like really rare for us to win from a small town on the West Coast.
Another senior, Benice Tall, calls the win, quote, overwhelmingly awesome.
We wanted it, so we practiced and practiced.
The team returned to practice only a month before the state tournament. Before that, it'd been a year since the team had been on the court. The pandemic canceled last year's state games. Benice had only touched a basketball a few times in the past year, throwing shots in an outdoor hoop during the summer. When the Hooper Bay School resumed in-person classes in early March, basketball practice also resumed. Benice, who plays forward, said she had to relearn some elements of the game.
Post moves and running, communicating with the team.
Brandy Hale is the lead coach for the Lady Warriors. She had to find a balance between conditioning the girls to play competitively and preventing injury.
We started off kind of slow just to get their bodies moving, and then slowly started getting harder and harder and harder.
Their first game of the season was against Point Hope, just a week after starting practice.
And we got slaughtered. They just outran us.
But the team kept practicing. Coach Brandy grew up in Hooper Bay. She attended Mount Edgecombe High School, where she played on the state basketball championship team in 2010. She knew what it took to win state and believed that her Lady Warriors could do it this year.
Because I knew their potential and I know that they're talented. So just having them believe in themselves.
The team is mostly seniors with no freshmen. Brandy has coached for 3 years. She built this team. That makes the state victory particularly sweet.
They have grown a lot, both on the court and off the court. They became better leaders. They became better communicators. Their attitude has improved. So they just matured a lot, and I'm extremely proud of that.
The three seniors we heard in this story were each distinguished as all-star players during the state tournament. Coach Brandy is proud of them. Zoe Lake was named player of the game after Thursday's match.
She's a big part of our offense. She's a big part of our defense. And she's our main post player. And she's a lefty. Guarding a lefty, especially down in the post, is hard. And she can shoot.
Mary Long was named player of the game after Friday's semifinal.
She wants to win, and she holds her teammates accountable for that. She's fast. She could drive it in. She gets a lot of rebounds and goes coast to coast. She's our best three-point shooter. And she gets a lot of steals, too.
And for the championship match on Saturday, Benice Tall was named player of the game.
She's the most calm. She's always positive. She's always encouraging, and she gets a lot of rebounds, too, as well. And in that championship game, she got most of the assists to Zoe.
Coach Brandy says on the plane back to Hooper Bay, she and the team wished they could relive the entire tournament all over again. And now, turning to municipal news. Bethel's public buses are back up and running as of late last month. Buses are running Monday to Friday from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. and then again from 2:30 to 6:30 p.m. on the city's Green Line. Four people are allowed on the bus at any given time, and passengers must wear masks. There are no vaccination requirements for riding the bus. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.